Virginia Tech will take on Purdue. More with John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, joining us now, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Personal injury, traffic violations, wills, trust, and more. CowanGates.com. So it is Purdue. I was looking over this team last night, looking at their junior quarterback, looking at some of the running backs, kind of have a down-the-field issue with lack of wide receivers. But what has stood out to you about the Purdue Boilermakers?
Well, Austin Appleby, that junior quarterback you reference, is one thing because he's really been a feast or famine type quarterback, but he's a big-bodied guy, and he definitely has a big arm. He had 3 touchdown passes of more than 50 yards last week. So I think that's going to be interesting, coupled with one of the more experienced offensive lines in all of college football. They've got everybody back, and actually they've got everybody back in the top 7 of their depth chart offensively. So that's going to be an interesting matchup between Charlie Wiles' defensive line, and had a good talk with Charlie on Tech Talk Live this week about that pressure, and also Luther Matty. So it'll be interesting to see how the Hokies are able to get after Austin Appleby and what the game plan will be there in terms of Fuller and Faison on the back end as well. But I think all eyes still, Wes, are on the offense and what they can do. And the linebacking core is the strength of this Boilermaker defense, in particular Juwan Bentley, a sophomore linebacker. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what Purdue and Daryl Hazel wants to do in terms of trying to, A, make Virginia Tech one-dimensional and run the football, or try to beat them with the pass, I should say, by stuffing the box, or B, bringing the pressure against Motley and try to make him make quick decisions. So I think that they have the capability of doing that. Whether they can do it consistently, that is Purdue, yet to be seen, and that's where the Hokies will obviously try to attack.
And you have to throw in the element. You can't leave it out there. It is the first road test of the year. For some guys, they've never done this before, so you got to factor that in. Not that Purdue is going to be a bumping loud place, but still, it is the first road game of the season.
It's called the furnace, Wes. It's going to be hot up in there in terms of the environments. But no, you know, it's going to be a Big Ten crowd. They had one of their larger crowds they've had in years, actually, last week for Indiana State. So you can bet with a name brand like Virginia Tech coming in that it should be a loud environment. And no, it's not the Big House or it's not the Horseshoe, but at the same time, it's not Lane Stadium. And that's going to make it a challenge, particularly for some of these young guys and particularly for Brendan Motley. You know, Coach Beamer's been very public about saying, hey, we've had Brendan with us on trips, and we like to do that with our quarterbacks, even if they're not going to play, so they get the sense of the environment and all that. But that only goes so far, and I think he knows that certainly as well.
Speaking of names, Mark Galini and I were talking about this last hour. Is there a name that is more appropriate for a Purdue quarterback than Austin Appleby? Does that just not scream that I'm the quarterback at Purdue?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
He did that.
I was trying to think of a quick railroad-type name there, but I couldn't come up with anything.
Either that or the new high school football movie that will come out sometime next year about the underdog kids from the Midwest. But very appropriate, which is a great segue into what we love to do with Lays. It's called a lightning round. 5 quick questions for John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. Frank Beamer has never coached a game at Purdue. Stadium you would love to call a game from that you've never been to?
Does it have to be just football or could it be any stadium?
Anything, buddy.
Wrigley Field.
Wrigley. Well done.
That's always been my childhood dream, having been from Chicago. And, yeah, that was the sanctuary for me, or I should say the Mecca trip for me.
Someday, hanging out of the booth, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. There you go. Someday.
Sure.
Aim high. Virginia Tech guy that you want to be talking about Sunday. Guy that you're waiting to see more from, would love to see it against Purdue on Saturday. Give me one on offense. Give me one on defense.
Bucky Hodges on offense. He's been very quiet. He had the one big 46-yard completion or catch against Furman, but then was a little nicked up, and I think as a precautionary measure was taken out of the game against the Paladins. So I'd really like to see him get involved. I think he can definitely become that safety valve and also weapon that Brendan Motley needs in terms of making things happen himself and make life easier for Motley. So I think the Hokies going forward definitely need Bucky Hodges to step up and step up in a big way. On the defensive side of the ball, I'd really like to see these corners, Kendall Fuller and Brandon Faison. I know that Fuller probably hasn't been all the way right thus far, but I'd really like to hear about him locking down these Purdue receivers and making life easier up front for the defensive line to get after Appleby. And he's probably going to be matched up on senior Danny Anthrop, and I looked for that matchup on Saturday.
You have one Purdue famous alum, dead or alive, as a halftime guest. Who you picking? Drew Brees, John Wooden, Neil Armstrong, or Ted Allen, the host of Chopped?
Come on, man. How could you not take the opportunity to talk to Neil Armstrong? I think I've heard everything I need to hear from Drew Brees just in the recent loop of commercials that I watched during the NFL. John Wooden's written a book that I'm actually looking at on my shelf right now, so I feel like that one's okay, but I'd really like to know what it was like to fabricate that trip to the moon.
Wow. Conspiracy theory. John Lazor. Nice. John Lazor, you're going on the road for the first time with his team. You spent many a time on the road with the Flying Squirrels. What is the one thing that John Lazor must have on a road trip?
Well, it's going to have to be a diagram of where we're going and a timesheet, because this is a heavily coordinated attack that we bring from the IMG Sports Network, and that is we've got people flying in from three different airports. We're staggered in times a little bit. I've got to control our statistician, Carter Myers, in terms of Cinnabon. I got to not lose Mike Burnup at the food court at the airport. I got to get Allegretta up in the morning, which is not his strong suit, because we're taking off at 7:45, and then I've got to stuff them all into an oversized SUV that we apparently rented for when we get there. So if we get to the stadium, it will be phenomenal.
You are the Clark Griswold of IMG, and good luck with getting
I'm the Danny Tanner, my man. It's a clipboard of fun, and hopefully it doesn't wash away in whatever body of water there is close to West Lafayette.
Good luck getting Burnup away from the food court. That's it. Have a good call. We'll be listening on Saturday. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
John Lazor, ladies and gentlemen, he's brought to you by Cowan Gates. Personal injury, traffic violations, real estate, wills and trust. They actually did my bride and I's will. Do a great job. 11 attorneys on staff. There for you in any case, CowanGates.com. And I'll say this about this game and next week. Virginia Tech, Purdue, Virginia Tech, East Carolina. They don't scream off as the marquee games of the week. They don't scream excitement. Considering what's going on with Virginia Tech, with Brendan Motley, I'm trying to figure that out, where I think a litmus test is the perfect way to describe this game and next week, and what's now going on at middle linebacker. It doesn't make these games any more exciting the next 2 weeks, but it makes them a whole lot more interesting.